From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday. It is now headed north up the Gulf Coast of Florida. It has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. It hit Florida as a Category 4 early on Sunday. The vast storm could cause billions of dollars of damage and devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century, like the city of Tampa. Hurricane force winds extended outward 130 kilometers from the eye of the storm. Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline as the storm reaches Naples and Fort Myers and heads north toward the major city of Tampa. More than 1 million homes and businesses have already been left without power. At least 25 people have died since the storm began raking over land, starting with the Caribbean island of Barbuda. The resort island, with a population of less than 2,000, is devastated. Prime Minister Gaston Brown has estimated that about 95% of Barbuda's buildings are damaged or destroyed. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating quake in 1985. This is VOA News.